Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Sweden wishes to welcome the distinguished delegation and express our thanks for its presentation. Sweden recommends the following to the government of Uganda. One, to ensure that the enforcement and implementation of laws is in compliance with the Constitution and its obligations under international and regional law, to respect and protect the right of everyone in Uganda to exercise their human rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. Two, to ensure effective implementation of enacted legislation affecting women's rights and expedite the enactment of the Marriage and Divorce Bill, the Sexual Offences Bill, and the Witness Protection Law. Three, to amend the Penal Code to broaden the definition of rape by including a range of sexual acts, including marital rape, and by making the offence gender neutral. Four, to enact laws that enhance equal access to property rights for women. Five, to take all necessary measures to ensure that the human right of non-discrimination is applied and that the human rights of all persons is fully respected and protected, including LGBTI persons. As a background, while the Constitution of Uganda protects rights such as freedom of expression and assembly, free and fair elections, and non-discrimination on the basis of sex, the realization of these rights are not fully carried out. Moreover, the Constitution does not specifically prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.